'tis the season for conjuring catchy names for the days of the week. Black Friday has been well known for years. The age of the internet has brought us today's Cyber Monday, and tomorrow is Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday is in its fourth year.
Christian Hoffman. He serves as communications and development manager for Community Missions.
It started actually in New York City, so now it's grown to an international movement, asking people to really focus in on whatever causes that really mean something to them, and just asking them to take a day during the holiday season to give back to, again, whatever causes it is that kind of resonate with them.
Giving Tuesday appears to be catching on. The Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, Catholic Charities, Buffalo State College, they are among the many who are nudging their constituents to keep them in mind if the spirit of the season moves them to donate to a favorite cause. From Christian Hoffman's perspective at Community Missions, the day touches upon the true meaning of the holidays.
I think absolutely. That's what's really a beautiful thing about Giving Tuesday. It's really getting people back to focus in on, you know, what's important during the holidays. And consumerism absolutely drives so many of the, you know, things that we hear about. Obviously, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, now Cyber Monday. I was listening to, you know, an article talking about how 88% of people are going to be, you know, relying on online giving or online, you know, shopping versus going to the stores. And it is just such a focus now. And it's great just to have, you know, kind of a new age, kind of a new way opportunity this Giving Tuesday for us to be able to connect back to, you know, what is just the traditional meaning of the holidays, just to give back in some way.
Hoffman says many nonprofits have set up online avenues for those who want to donate on Giving Tuesday. That hasn't worked so well for his agency, so they've worked with six Niagara Falls restaurants, which will be donating a portion of Tuesday's proceeds to Community Missions. Five chain restaurants, Denny's, Longhorn, TGI Fridays, Rainforest Cafe, and Panera, plus the Art Gallery Cafe, 24 Below, are all participating. There's a link with details at WBFO.org. While Hoffman encourages all to get involved in the spirit of Giving Tuesday, he's hoping that some remember the changing needs to those served by Community Missions.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I remember, you know, we spoke about this a little bit, you know, a year ago or so. And since that time, the biggest need that we've seen is a large increase in food. Actually, our nights of shelter have gone down about 10% or so over the past 12 months. But we've seen a stark increase, probably about 30% or so, needing more food. And that specifically has been in our food pantry. Of course, we do serve, you know, lunch to the public. We serve three meals a day to anyone that's staying within the shelter. And then we give away, you know, large amounts of food thanks to the Food Bank of Western New York and other organizations. But really just a huge increase in our food pantry numbers.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.